Are you too chicken to lead your community? Well, Jim Puckett isn't. Jim Puckett decided a giant chicken should be built at a bed and breakfast so everyone can come to his community. That's right. Jim Puckett is the outgoing mayor of Fitzgerald, Georgia, and he's the owner of a restaurant, a popular restaurant called Puckett's Place. And he decided to build a giant chicken topiary. That means it's a frame of a huge chicken, and then you plant, I guess, plants in it. So it's like a living topiary chicken. And people got mad at him. And now he's not going to become the mayor because they spent almost $300,000 on the chicken. But I love the chicken. Now everyone knows about Fitzgerald, Georgia. Maybe he was right all along. Jim Puckett, Mayor Puckett, joins us. Hello, sir.
Hey, Evan. How are you doing?
Well, I'll tell you, the whole world's talking about Fitzgerald, Georgia. I think you're getting the last laugh here. Tell me about the idea for the chicken.
That's exactly why I built the chicken, is because I knew the whole world would talk about the chicken. The chicken was, we have wild Burmese chickens that, we're in town of about 9,500 people,
right.
City and county together about 19,000, and so we're about 20 minutes off of interstate, so I need a hook to get people here. Most people don't just drive by and decide to stop. I need something to get them here. So we have these wild Burmese chickens that run around our town. And they got here because of a U.S. Department of Agriculture thing years ago. That's a long story. But you may go to do a red light in Main Street, and you'll see a family of chickens go across the road. So inevitably, when I bring people to Fitzgerald, if they're looking at putting a manufacturing plant here, or if they're looking to place another new business here, one of the first things they ask me is, hey, Mayor, can we go see the chickens? Because they've seen it online, they've seen things about the wild chickens in Fitzgerald. So I decided one day, hey, we're going to build them a chicken. and so we decided to build there is a chicken in Atlanta, Georgia, which is, you know, the capital of Georgia. So there's a chicken there called the Big Chicken. It's a KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant, and it's been in Atlanta since 1967. So I told my guys, hey, find out how big the Big Chicken is. Let's build ours 2 feet bigger.
We
can't make this up. So then we find Topiary Joe. We find Topiary Joe online. You can Google him, topiaryjoe.com. He builds these things for Steven Spielberg. He builds these things for corporate America. He came to my office and he says, Mayor, we can do 58 feet, but if you go 4 more feet, you'll have the largest topiary in the world, which is right now in Dubai. It's the Mickey Mouse in Dubai. So, of course, I said, let's go 4 more feet. So we did it.
So I'm on Topiary Joe is big deal. Now, the Burmese chickens of Fitzgerald are pretty athletic. They're everywhere. Now you're the mayor of a small town, Mayor Puckett, and you own the restaurant, and you're building this giant. You spent $300,000 of a town, which is real money for a town of, well, anywhere it's real money, but for a town of 9,000, people were plucking mad.
But most people don't understand where that money came from. This money, the first $150,000 of this money was SPLOST money, was a local option sales tax that had been sitting in an account for about 6 years to renovate a football stadium that we didn't even own anymore. So you got this money that I saw sitting there just doing absolutely nothing. So I asked our city attorney, hey, what can we do with this money? Why is this money sitting there doing
nothing? But, I mean, you know, Mayor, it's like schools, sewage, roads, and then you're like, or giant chickens.
Yeah. That's not true, though. You can't – the money can only be used for very few specific purposes, one of which was tourism. And that big chicken fell under tourism. So, and we didn't – we did a lot of research in this. I mean, believe it or not, I know that sounds almost like an oxymoron, but we actually there's a town in Casey, Illinois – that builds big things. There's Helen, Georgia, that redid their whole town, kind of like what we're trying to do here. And it attracts people, regardless of what you say. This big chicken has put me and my town on the front page of the Wall Street Journal twice already. The front page. Do you know how much a full-color ad in the Wall Street Journal costs? A full-color, full-page ad costs $174,000. We've been on the front page twice, free of charge.
So this has paid off. Now, it's not been the best review in the Wall Street Journal. Nonetheless, here we are calling in Canada, talking about Fitzgerald, Georgia. Now, let's do a microcosm on this, Mayor Puckett. Puckett's Place. So I understand the chicken. Is it right near your restaurant?
Well, we live in a small town, so it's a couple miles away. It's not real close.
But has Puckett's Place, has there been a spike of action in Puckett's Place?
Not really. I mean, we're a pretty busy restaurant anyway, and we're a small hometown diner. So Not now. We do get some. You know, I had a new. They're doing a news story on a TV station in Macon, Georgia tonight. She was in my diner last week doing a big story about the chicken and the diner and stuff. And so we've definitely gotten some attention. But but people here, what's funny is that the chicken's not near as big a deal to these to the people in my town as it is to as the lady that's doing the story tonight. Called me a visionary. She told me we need more people in politics.
It's so great.
I'm on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, but I can't get elected as mayor in my own hometown.
It's crazy. Well, now you're now hold on. So where are we at with the chicken now, Jim? The has the frame of it built? Like, is Topiary Joe doing this thing still?
No, Topiary Joe's finished with this part. The next part is to put the actual plants on it, which will be in late February here after the frost is done. And so, but now, the new administration, that will actually be up to them, because whether they want to continue with the topiary, there's been talk about actually getting an engineering school to just like put colored metal on it, or instead and forget the topiary part. I understand the upcoming mayor is concerned with the upkeep of the topiary, which we've researched all that. There's going to be basically no upkeep whatsoever or cost. There's going to be an Airbnb in this thing. You can rent this thing out to stay in it. We've got a page full of people that have called me from all over the United States saying, "Hey, Mayor, I got my credit card in my hand. I'm ready to book that chicken right now." We've got people that want to have their weddings there.
It's great. Now, let me ask you, just out of interest, are these chickens in your town, are they delicious? Are they good? Are they good eaters? Can you eat the Burmese chickens or no?
I've heard that they're very tough and very, very gamey. And actually, we have a city ordinance that you can't harm the chicken. So
okay. So this is it.
We have a love hate.
Now, what could happen is you've been unelected because of this, but this could be such a boon of publicity that would you ever run again and say, "Hey, the chickens are coming home to roost," or the big chickens coming home to roost, because I'm coming to run again as mayor.
Well, you never say never. We have big plans. You know, I to be completely honest, I let God direct me and where I go in my life. And if that in 4 years, we'll cross that bridge when we come. This is my hometown. I absolutely love it here. I'm proud of what we've done in 4 years. I told people 4 years ago, you may not like everything I do, but you're never going to say Jim Puckett didn't do anything while he was the mayor. And my job is to promote the city of Fitzgerald. And that's what I've done. And so we'll see, because we have gotten a ton of them. We've been in newspapers in India. We've been in newspapers in China. I've done radio interviews all over the United States. And so it's doing exactly what I wanted it to do, and it's not even finished yet.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, I love this story. I think that the giant topiary Burmese chicken of Fitzgerald, Georgia, is going on the map, folks. And the frame is up, and I hope they come. I hope they follow through with it. Listen, I know you got to get back to the diner, Mayor. Good luck. I love what you've done here. Your town's on the map, and that's the purpose of tourism. Thank you, Mayor. I really appreciate it, Mayor Puckett in Fitzgerald, Georgia.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Evan. Greatly appreciate it, man. Y'all have a good day.
Yeah, you too, sir. Thank you. You are listening to the Evan Sullivan Show, where we cover everything, including the biggest chicken in North America.